Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 17th of June, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days and is coming your way in about 5 minutes. Now, we were talking about it the other day about Windows 11. Maybe it's going to be Windows 11. At least if the leak has anything to say about it. Yes, we've seen a few of the screenshots leak online. Pretty much a whole new eye, a whole new start menu, and a lot of things we didn't anticipate. Although, let it be said, the ones that we'd actually seen for what was going to be the Windows 10X version, yeah, that kind of seems to be integrated here. We all know that Microsoft's been trying to simplify Windows for dual-screen devices, but then they decided to cancel that project and move on over to what I guess is going to be called Windows 11. Definitely the biggest change, though, is the taskbar. Windows has actually now centered the app icons there, and they've also cleaned up the tray area, which now includes the start button and the menu, too. Pretty much think of what currently exists on Windows 10 without live tiles. We also notice a lot of rounded corners throughout the new Windows operating system, particularly in the context menus and around the apps. One thing we didn't see in the screenshots was any improvement in the Windows Store. Not saying there won't be, but in this leak, now all things look pretty much the same, which is not a good thing. Well, from one OS, we head on over to another OS, this one being a mobile one, and this one being called Android. We did see last week that Google had a set of updates coming to Pixel phones, but now it seems these features are heading to the more broader Android ecosystem. You'll see new things like messages, new emojis, the assistant, of course, Android Auto, and even voice access. Definitely the one you'll be using day in and day out, though, is the ability to store content in the Messages app. Basically, think of Slack or Telegram when you actually go in there and pin messages. Now, as far as when these features and many others that will be hitting your Android phone, well, that's completely up in the air. We all know how complicated the Android ecosystem can be. But Google says it plans to make this feature available in most countries in the first half of 2022. Spotify has launched Green Room, basically their answer to Clubhouse. We all know Clubhouse is all based around live audio, but now with Spotify bringing on Green Room for the iOS and Android devices, it will now basically be the replacement for Locker Room, which was the audio-based social network for sports fans that Spotify gained through its Betty Labs acquisition last March. The app will actually be available in 135 global markets starting, well, pretty much right now. And you'll be able to log into the app just using your Spotify details. Now, unlike Locker Rooms, which focused on sports, this will dive into arenas of music and pop culture. Basically, Green Room will cater the experience to your chosen interests. And finally, do you need a little Apple Care in your life? No. I'm not talking about for your devices. I'm talking about for you. Well, if you said yes, you probably won't have access to it. If you said, what the hell are you talking about? Well, let me tell you. Looks like Apple was trying to get into the healthcare business. In fact, the Apple Clinic went so far, they were going to try out the service on its own employees. In fact, Apple wanted to link health data from its employees' devices with the clinical care. Apparently, that's when things completely stalled. That's when employees questioned the integrity of the data being collected through the services. Now, apparently, it would have been a subscription-based program and would offer patients personalized care. And of course, with all of Apple's devices, including the Apple Watch, your iPhone, well, it would all be integrated within the service. And in the end, using monitoring devices and health services so to improve one's health. Now, like we said, the project pretty much stalled right now, has not moved past the preliminary stage. In fact, the only thing we got out of Apple, at least according to the Wall Street Journal, was that the criticisms for the project and that all incidences and concerns regarding it are actually currently being investigated. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the new show over there. Support the new show too. We'd love to keep the show on the air for you, but we need your help to do that. britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the new show on the air. And while you're over at the British Tech Network, check out our other fine podcasts, including The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show, too. Hop on our Facebook page as well and give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our Slack room and join our BTN community today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow. We will get you caught up on the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.